Golf Hotel cancels Jewish Society charity event.
Support gathers at Cooper Food Bank.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 Star News, I'm Margarita Laza.
And I'm Richard Brown. The Golf Hotel in St Andrews have stopped the university's Jewish Society from holding a charity event on their premises after receiving threats. The Scottish-Palestinian Solidarity Campaign had objected to two of the charities being supported, the Jewish National Fund and Friends of the Israel Defence Forces. The campaign group, which is understood to include former St Andrews president Patrick O'Hare, have had no contact with the Students' Association here. However, Jewish Society members have spoken to Association President Freddie Ford with concerns about their safety. A number of anti-Semitic comments are reported to have been made on Facebook by those opposing the event, although warnings against this were placed on the Facebook event by administrators.
Support is gathering for a food bank in Cooper. Community organizations in the Fife town have been inspired by the storehouse scheme already in operation in St. Andrews. Liberal Democrat councillor for Cooper, Margaret Kennedy, told the Courier that the need for a food bank had been present for some time. The use of food banks across Scotland is increasing.
The Bank of England has announced that Winston Churchill will feature on the new design of the £5 note. Bank Governor Sir Mervyn King explains that Churchill was chosen owing to his place as a hero of the entire free world. The new banknote will feature a photograph of Churchill taken by Yusuf Karsh in 1941. Churchill will replace the current face of social reformer Elizabeth Fry on the new banknote, set to be issued in 2016.
Bangladeshi rescue workers say a large group of people has been found alive inside a garment factory on the outskirts of the capital, Dhaka. Although some 2,200 people have been rescued from the Rana Plaza building since it collapsed suddenly on Wednesday morning, hundreds of people are still missing.
In sports news, St Andrews has matched last year's ranking of 26th in the UK, according to Bucks, the national governing body for British student sport. The university's total of 926 Bucks points sets it one place behind Southampton University, level with Brunel, and one place ahead of Portsmouth. St Andrews is also the third-ranked Scottish university, with Edinburgh 8th and Stirling 17th, the two institutions higher up. Loughborough, as expected, came out on top of the rankings with 4,447 points.
The Students' Association is accepting applications for positions on the Charitable Development Committee until 5 p.m. on April 30th. The position will involve working with the SSC subcommittee as well as raising funds from the trusts and foundations for association activities. To apply, send a statement of interest and CV to sadev@standrews.ac.uk. Interviews will take place on May 1st.
Two exciting events will be happening in St Andrews this Saturday, TEDx University of St Andrews and 600 Minutes of Swing, the speakeasy. TEDx will take place tomorrow in the School of Medicine starting at 11 a.m. The speakers will discuss a wide array of topics, including sustainable travel, robotics, medieval manuscripts and behavioural science. The 600 Minutes of Swing event, meanwhile, will begin at 8 p.m. on Saturday night in the Holy Trinity Church Hall and run until 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. The event will feature 10 hours of music from the big band The Blueswater and DJ San Severinson. Get ready for a night of jazz and swing dancing.
And those are today's headlines. For more news anytime, see the news section of the Star website.